Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Almost a quarter of adults moved because of coronavirus or know someone who has. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. More on moving in just a sec. First, we are about to get the answer to a big question. Did U.S. companies start to post more jobs in May than they did in April? Or did those postings continue to decline? In just a few minutes, the U.S. Labor Department is going to release its latest monthly job openings and labor turnover survey for May. Jeffrey Cleveland is chief economist at Payden & Riegel and joins us. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So what do you expect to see in the numbers of job openings back in May?
Well, we know the U.S. economy shed millions of jobs in April and then started to add back jobs in May and then June in large size, which is great news. So we want to see, though, that we're also seeing a rebound in demand for labor, so job openings. I think we are going to find out that job openings bounce back as people, you know, went back to work and went back on payrolls in the May period and then in the June period. But we'll see. The data will prove me right or wrong.
Right. I mean, this data, there's quite a lag, right? I mean, this is back from May. Can we tell anything about what might be happening now from that?
I think that's the big problem here. Everyone is looking at daily data on virus case counts and daily data that they can get their hands on, so more real time. And this is not that data. This data report is for the month of May, so it comes out with a bit of a lag. But still, it will help us get a sense of the shape of the economic recovery.
All right. Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist at Payden & Riegel. Thank you so much.
Have a good week.
The pandemic has changed how we work, how we live, and according to a new survey from the Pew Research Center, for many people, it is changing where we live. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more from Washington.
Pew ran a survey in early June and found about 22% of adults in the U.S. either moved because of the pandemic or know someone who has. Many left to reduce their risk of catching the virus or because of financial reasons, like job losses. Actor Tracy Stevens was touring with the political comedy troupe that had all its shows canceled when the pandemic started.
I just had to make a choice where either I stay in D.C. paying crazy rent with no job, or do I pack things up and just sit and wait it out? But better to sit it out and wait with family.
Stevens ended her lease and moved in with her parents in Atlanta, where she's finding some work. More than 60% of the people who told Pew they moved because of the pandemic moved in with family, primarily their parents or their in-laws. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
We remember the most staggering unemployment numbers of this pandemic. More than 20 million people lost their jobs back in April. And yes, jobs have been added back, but the unemployment rate is still soaring at 11%. Thing is, that didn't happen everywhere in the world. The United Kingdom, for example, has been able to keep its unemployment rate from skyrocketing during the crisis. Companies there kept their staff on payroll, even if their doors were shut. From London, the BBC's Victoria Craig reports on how they did that.
Back in March, when the coronavirus pandemic forced British shops, restaurants, and pubs to close, the government stepped in with unprecedented support. It announced billions of dollars in loan and grants for businesses and self-employed workers, and allowed companies to apply for a furlough program that would cover 80% of an employee's wages. So far, that's meant businesses have avoided laying off 9.3 million workers. Nirmayan George, owner of the Le Chalet Café in the northern English city of Leeds, says those programs were essential for her business's survival.
To allow us to pay the staff with a furlough, that was really a huge help. It was vital for their own survival. And for us as a company, we have the same staff. So when we restart again, our training is only on the new procedures.
But she's not out of the woods yet. The cost of these programs, according to the UK's Office of Budget Responsibility, is set to cost the government more than $371 billion this fiscal year. To try and limit ballooning debt, starting in August, employers will pay national insurance and pension contributions, and from September, they'll pay 10% of their furloughed employees' salaries, with it rising to 20% in October. To accommodate the change, Nirmayan is weighing the need to reduce working hours for her employees.
The staff are very supporting, and actually I get messages thanking for doing this for us. And I was like, is the government helping us more than me? But I'm trying to work smartly to make everything work together.
But with more financial responsibility shifting to employers now, Tony Wilson, director of the Institute for Employment Studies, says that could lead to more layoffs as businesses try to cut costs later on. He says job losses could total 4 or 5 million by early next year.
I think the government's going to have to shift towards helping people out of work to find new jobs. And that will often mean retraining to help people find jobs in growing industries. But it'll also mean giving people the tools and the help to look for work, prepare for work, and apply for new jobs.
For Nirmayan George of Le Chalet, it's one day at a time.
Yes, we rely on a government, but we have to be resilient and finding solution of how to survive. We might have to change location. We might have to change the model to be online shop and to be delivering.
For now, she and her team are keeping busy with local afternoon tea and deli deliveries until, as she says, the cafe can come back with a big bang. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.